live from the USA, baby. Jesus, baby, live from the USA. Jesus, baby, live from the USA. Jesus, baby, live from the USA.
I have a dream.
Holy Ghost City.
I have a dream.
Holy Ghost City.
Holy
Ghost City. Holy Ghost City. Seattle.
Holy Ghost City. I have a dream that one day.
Holy Ghost City. Live from the USA. Live from the USA. Live from the USA. Live from the USA.
Jesus,
baby.
Jesus,
baby. Jesus, baby.
Touchdown, Seahawks. Touchdown. And the Seattle, Washington, the capital.
Jesus, baby.
Earthquake territory.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. The great United States of America. The great
Jesus, baby.
Live
from the USA.
Live
from the USA, baby.
Live
from the USA.
Live
from the USA.
And now we are excited in this football city. We are here in the temperature in Seattle, Washington. It's 51 degrees. It's a cool rainy day with high winds. Welcome.
Baby.
The United States of America.
Baby.
Now we are playing football.
Baby.
I'm throwing the pass to Don.
Baby.
Get ready, Don.
Jesus,
5, 4, 3, 2, touchdown.
One. Jesus, baby.
Jesus,
baby. This is Son of God University, where everybody else imitate and we originate right here live in the great USA. Today we're going to talk about the great leader, Martin Luther King. This Martin Luther King, as you know, he was a pastor of a church. I don't know if people know that, but he was a pastor first of a church. And then he started to move by the Spirit, and he started to worship outside of the church. And in this outside worship, he started to get into civil rights. He was looking around, and he started to get into civil rights. Then, meanwhile, too, he went to India, and he spent a lot of time with Gandhi in India, talking with him. Matter of fact, in India, the Indian people and Gandhi, they told him that they worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's who you should worship. That's amazing that a country like the USA that's founded on the Lord Jesus Christ principles, he had to go to another country to get the information as far as the worship, and they put that, instilled that into him, and also they instilled the omnipresence of Jesus Christ's spirit. And then also they taught him the principle of love, the love, like you turn the other cheek. Like, as you know, Martin Luther King, they did all kinds of stuff to him. They threw water on the people. They turned the other cheek in the way, but they still was firm, like Lord Jesus Christ said. You turn the other cheek, you don't run like a sissy or anything, but you stand firm and you're strong. You endure, and that's the principles that he was using throughout the civil rights. As a matter of fact, he went to all people. That's what they told him, too, the love of all people. Matter of fact, as you know, he had the Muslims as backup. When you look on those films, he had the Muslims. So he was open-minded, you know, and that's what we need to do today. He was open-minded. He had the Muslims as backup. Now, that's something for a Christian minister. And he didn't believe in the three-in-one monster God. He believed in Jah Jesus and the Allah Father. And that's probably why the Muslims and all other groups embraced him, because he knew the truth. And so this brother man, Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., correctly pronounced, because he was a reverend, you know, he was a minister, you know, and the way he had love for all people, And he went to, after the civil rights, then he embraced all people, because as his speech, as you heard, white, black, it doesn't matter, can come together in this. It's not only a black movement, it's an international movement. It's a worldwide, and he's known worldwide for what he did. And he is in the heavens with Lord Jesus Christ, smiling right now as far as you, and we giving homage to him because of his great work on him. That was his mission. He had a mission, and he played his divine mission, worked it out perfectly in the Lord Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit. You know, his destiny is to overcome, but he was a martyr. A martyr is the second highest thing you can do. As far as overcoming and become a god, that's the first. But if you're a martyr, that's the second highest reward as a martyr. And he was a martyr for the Lord Jesus Christ, loving the Lord Jesus Christ. The negative forces couldn't take him, because when he started getting powerful as far as embracing all humanity, they said, wait a minute, this is just too much. But the Lord Jesus Christ had him fulfill his mission. And this Dr. Martin Luther King, we give homage to him because of his life and how he lived. He lived the principles of Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're teaching here at Son of God University, how to live, how to actify the principles of Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby, I have a dream today that one day black men and white women and black children and white children will walk hand in hand. I have a dream today. I have a dream today that we will live up the true creed of the Creator, that all men, black men, white men, Protestant, Catholic, Baptist, Presbyterian, Mennonite, and Jews, Muslim, all together, and Buddhists are created equal under the one true God. Good day, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, January 12th, 2014, January 12th, in honor of the 12th man of the Seattle Seahawks.
Seahawks, baby.
Yeah, buddy, I got my football right here. What is this, my brother?
It's a football.
It's a football. The football decided to come with me today. We are live. We had a good time at the game yesterday on Saturday in the United States of America. And, man, I tell you, it's cold in the Puget Sound. The temperature's only 50 degrees. It's a big difference from the shock of 85, 90, you know, the tropical areas of the Asiatic area. But we are satisfied and happy to be here with the good storm in the Pacific Northwest, high winds. The temperature right now is 51 degrees. The high today was 51. The low last night was 42 degrees. The barometric pressure was 29 and 30 and steady. The winds were anywhere from 50 miles per hour, gusts up to 80 miles an hour. Trees toppled and all that good stuff. We are here from the live in the Great Northwest, the home of Holy Ghost headquarters, the home of Son of God University. And we are glad to be here, ladies and gentlemen, in the great U.S. of I, that this is the home of the epic center of earthquake. Did you know that yesterday when the game played and the people were so loud as we whooped the Saints, the New Orleans Saints, they cheered so strong it was an earthquake registered downtown Seattle, Washington, northwest United States. The people's voice is so powerful it caused a quake. Again, they had some before, and they didn't give the actual figures yet, but sometime this week they should give the actual figures of the quake. And to also exalt the great Northwest, Seattle, Washington, and the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Seahawks fans are the loudest fans on the planet, are the most powerful cheering team on the planet, and we cause earthquakes. And we are happy to be here in the great United States of America for these few days before returning to elsewhere. And we are happy that the victory has been won, and the Seattle, Washington, the Seattle Seahawks, they are on their way, baby, to the Super Bowl. They got one more game to play next Sunday on the 19th in the Seattle, Washington stadium known as the CenturyLink Field. And then from there, after they whip San Francisco, who we're supposed to play the rival, and then just go right on and play the winning team, Seattle, and the next team on January 33rd. Which is translated February 2nd. Okay, Dr. Martin Luther King, he is a great guy. You heard me do a few quotations from him that about the dream. And like we said earlier in the intro, we also have a dream that the Seattle Seahawks are going to take the Super Bowl. We're giving glory and praise to Jesus Christ Almighty. Good day, sweethearts. We are happy to be here again in your living room or your, wherever you may be to glorify the omnipresent Lord Jesus Christ. And Dr. Martin Luther King, he was a helper to bless the needy people. He was for all people. That's why the world honors him on January 20th this year, of the third Monday of January. His birthday officially is on January 15th, and we are here on January 12th, so we just carry on right now to give glory and honor to him and homage to him of his greatness in Jesus Christ. Dr. Martin Luther King stood up boldly for what my brother said. He had principle, integrity, dignity, and he trusted in infinity. The man prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness. He went out of his church, out in the streets, and protested for the humanity of all people, equal rights for all races of the people. When the blacks were being put down, white-colored water fountains, and you know, you heard this story in the Black history, world history, U.S. history. And so now we are so thankful that people are evolving. Evolution is taking place. And we know there's still discrimination throughout many races throughout the world. We've been all over the planet. But we know that there's always room for change. And people will change by the aggressiveness of protest. With the protesting, the main thing, like my brother said, my three loving brother, you protest in love. When they walked out and they protested, they were hosed down with water hoses and with the German dog shepherds. You know, you probably saw the history, the beating with the nightsticks by the policia of the different areas of Selma, Alabama, and Montgomery, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, and throughout the United States of America. And so we are glad that he stood bold. He stood firm in his divine mission from Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that through that, him and Rosa Parks and many others, many changes, my love, it took place in the great United States of America. The Constitution is becoming more alive and more alert, more realistic, that every man, that all men are endowed with the inalienable rights by their Creator. That all men are created equal. You see, that's powerful. So therefore, there is no excuse in the great United States of America to rise up. And the treat for the needy is really prosperous. I'm glad to hear Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks and the Seattle Seahawks team are having drives and motivation movements, donated millions of dollars to charities and to feeding the hungry people. That is the mission of the church. That is the mission of the saints. And I encourage you and of all the people in America and throughout the world, get on the stick, sweetheart. I encourage the Islam, Christian, the Jewish, the Buddhist, whatever religious faith you are, to pull together and help feed the needy. We're tired of these religious pimps that are pimping off the people, and they're not fulfilling the mission of Jah Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus Christ teaches that we must love all people and that we should help the needy. The scripture says, he who giveth to the poor lendeth to Jehovah. So if you want to give God a loan, then go ahead and bless the people, you see? And then you go further and just give from your heart to help humanity, because that is the principles of the Father God Almighty and the principles of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, baby. So as we celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, and also Mahatma Gandhi had a great role in that, and we have the great country of India, and throughout the world, we celebrate all people who loves Jesus Christ. We celebrate life in general. You see, it's time to stop the bickering, like Dr. Martin Luther King taught. He taught the principle that Jesus Christ, that he had to love everybody. See, they spit on him, they urinated on him, they threw food at him, and his people. They did a lot of stuff in the protest marches, and they stood firm. They were singing songs to Jesus Christ. They were praying to Jesus Christ. They had no fear because they knew that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, it was and is a revolutionary. And so a revolutionary is one who changes the mission, one who revolts against negative decoration and segregation and rise up to concentration and dedication and motivation. And so therefore, we honor the Lord Jesus Christ for sending such a great man leader as the Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And peace be upon him and upon all his people and family and those who are alive and those who have been caught up. Because like my brother said, in this beautiful way, the second highest reward is a martyr. My brother, would you say he's in the celestial glory with Jesus Christ?
Oh, definitely. He's definitely up there with the Lord Jesus. He's a martyr, like we said. He is the second highest level as far as being with the Lord Jesus Christ. Martyr. So, yes, he's definitely up there. He portrayed the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ. He acted them on earth as he learned them from India, and he fulfilled his mission.
Amen. You got that right, baby. You hit it right on the football. Yes. That's the name of the game right there, to radiate love. You could be strong, not a pansy, but a lover and aggressive at the righteous way. Jesus Christ said, be angry and sin not. And that's what happened. They were protesting against the injustice of the American system and the society, but yet they had love with the people. They didn't hate the policemen that beat them. They didn't hate the governor, Wallace, that, you know, that jailed them and made different statements back in the day in Alabama State. They sent love to the people. And my sweetheart's beautiful children today, this is the principle of Jesus Christ. The principles of Jesus Christ in the book of Luke, the 6th chapter, and then the book of Matthew, and throughout the scriptures, it says, love you one another, love your enemies, pray for them that do pray for them that do evil against you, and those who spitefully want to use you. Send love, because you see, love will win, right will lose. Righteousness always rules. Love is on the throne of Christ, and we are the light inside of Christ, and the Christ is light inside of us. So therefore, as we glorify the Christ within us, we are manifesting the love nature, baby. And by doing the love nature, all things work together for the good to them that love the Almighty. Yes. So now, you know, there's another touching story, my beautiful brother, about the honorable sweetheart, Pope Francis. That man, did you know, he had street people that were homeless. He rode them in the Pope Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
And brought them out for breakfast and dinner and treated them and gave them some blessings. You see, this priest, this holy Pope, Pope Francis, is one of the most open-minded, more acting like Jesus kind of Pope than many of centuries. This wonderful, beautiful man is very humble. He carries his own bags. He doesn't act like a high saluting pontiff. He acts like a Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture says, in the apostolic scriptures, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh or fleshly acts of negativity. And so therefore, I can see Pope Francis is a lover of Jesus Christ, and he is a lover of humanity. You see, he's not a pimp like some of the other religious leaders. And this guy is a imitator of the Son of God, and that's how we should be. I encourage all of the religious leaders of the world, of all religious faiths, of all of the 314 Christendom or denominations, just in the Christian faith alone, and of all of the Islamic movements, and of all of the Jewish movements, and of all of the Buddhist movements, and of all of the atheist movements, and all of the agnostic movements, I implore you to come together in unity in the name of the blood, God, Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and feed the hungry, show humanity, live, have a conscience. Can we just all get along? Can we just all share some time and be kind to one another, as Rodney King said in Los Angeles, California, during the Rodney King riots, when he was called a racial slur out of his name in the L.A. area back in the early 90s. He said, can we just all get along? And that's a good message, because we need, as religious leaders or spiritual leaders or imams, priests, pope, pastors, holy fathers, Jewish masters, everybody, my sweethearts, whoever you might be, the titles don't mean nothing if you don't live the principles of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's why the Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King, he lived the principles of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's why he was able to go up at a young age of 39, and he was blessed as he gave his life, and he lived the principle, and to this day, he is glorified throughout the world. All nations recognize his holiday. Just like the great Mother Maria, Hail Mary, Mother of Jesus, blessed be you, for you have brought forth the Son of God on this Christmas Day. And we bless Mother Maria as we continually celebrate Christmas Day, Christmas celebration, this great day, this great year of 2014 A.D., in the year of our Lord, A.D., Domino Dominii. Look at that, Domino Dominii. The year of America is honored as the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the new age of Holy Ghost and consummation fire. So it's a spiritual holiday. It's not a day to smoke a blunt and drink Hennessy beer and go out and party and get crazy and wild. Although a lot of people do that every year, people don't realize the New Year's Day is a celebration of Jesus Christ. It's a holy day. It's a day to recognize A.D. in the year of our Lord. That's why it's been named A.D. in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. And did you notice, my sweethearts, that people all over the world celebrate the American New Year? You know what, my brother? All countries.
All countries.
You know, from Thailand, China, Singapore, Japan, Australia, England, the UK area, all lower might. Every place celebrate the great United States of America. Why? The United States of America is a royal republic under one God, Jah Jesus Christ. This country has been blessed and dedicated and sanctified by the blood and sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to go to the Holy Land experience? This is it, baby. The USI. The USI, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under Jah Jesus Christ, with liberty and justice for all. This is a powerful nation. And so I implore all you American people to wake up in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty and to worship the Son of God, Jah Jesus, and get into the Ghost Holy and stop procrastinating, sweethearts. You want to stay young. You want to be vital. You want to be energetic. You want to be spiritualized. You want to be an overcomer. You want to be strong like Dr. Martin King and various other people. I encourage you to call on the name of the Son of God, Jah Jesus Christ, forevermore, because when you call on the name of the Son of God, Jah Jesus Christ Almighty, calling on the name of Jah Jesus, 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 whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, shall be saved. That name generates the light of Christ. Is that correct, my brother?
That's correct.
That divine name of Jah Jesus Christ Almighty, it generates the fire, Holy Spirit energy. You want light. You want to stay young. You want to be happy. You want to be vibrant. You want to be prosperous like Don on the ministry of the BBS. Keep getting excited in the name of Jah Jesus. Call upon the name of Jah Jesus forevermore, and you shall be happy. You'll be vibrant. You'll be energetic. You'll be joyful and triumphant. Then you can sing the Christmas carol, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. And I say now, O come ye to Seattle, Washington, to watch the Seahawks whip the San Francisco 49ers next week and go beyond that particular manifestation. We are happy today. We are just jubilant to be in this great land of the Holy Ghost headquarters, where energy is prosperous, where Jesus Christ got his big foot on Mount Rainier and Mount St. Helens. He blew his breath of divine wind yesterday. Some houses came down, trees came down, earthquake went up. All the excitement right here in the Pacific Northwest, this is the paradise of the United States of America. And we are happy to be here in the paradise of the United States of America.
Yes, that's right, my brother. Another day in paradise. That's the saying up here. A lot of greetings. Another day in paradise. It's paradise up here. It has to be. It's Holy Ghost City, baby. It's Holy Ghost City, the Ghost Holy City. And this, the winds was working with the Seahawks. As you saw the game, the winds was carrying. They were losing the ball. The Seahawks have to have it. This is Holy Ghost City, baby. This is where the nature rules with the Christ-like energy, baby.
Yes.
If you come up here, you'll feel it, you'll know it. The nature up here, the beautiful lakes, Mount Rainier, point out, Mount Baker, Mount Adams. We got 120 volcanoes.
Yes.
Hey, this is rolling up here. This is Holy Ghost City. This is the New Jerusalem. This America is the new Israel, baby.
Yes.
That's why everybody wants to come here. Everybody wants to come in. They take boats from China. They take boats from Haiti. Everybody from Mexico, every coast they're trying to border it off. You can't. People want to come here. This is the Lord Jesus Christ land. This is freedom. You have freedom here. Freedom. Freedom can get to it like it's doom. It's too much freedom, and you take it the opposite way. But it's freedom here. We have freedom. That's what Lord Jesus Christ, that's his administration, basically. It's a freedom. See, when you deal with the dark side, as you I always go to Star Wars, something you can relate with. The dark side, they want to rule you. They want to tell you, but Lord Jesus Christ, you have freedom. Luke, I remember that time of Luke, he said, I'm going to go anyway. And good. You're not through with your training. I'm going to go. Free will. They let him go because free will is very important in the Lord Jesus Christ's kingdom. His kingdom is in free will. So if you want to do what you want to do, that's your business. We're telling you the truth here. You know we're telling you the truth. You feel it in your consciousness. We're talking to your consciousness. That is your holy Bible. That is your holy word. Everybody's talking about the word. Yes, you have the word in you. You are the living word. You are walking as the word of the living God in you. You have that Holy Ghost in you. The word is talking to you every moment, telling you what to do if you'll listen. If you only just spend 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night, we just spend 15, that's a half hour, just spending that time in Holy Ghost headquarters of the Holy Ghost within you, yeah, praising it, loving it, listen to it. It'll guide you what to do. It'll tell you what to do. It'll tell you your mission. It'll tell you all things. You know what your destiny is. Your destiny is to overcome, to become a god and a goddess. That's what your destiny is. So by fulfilling your mission, you'll be happy. You'll be glorified by fulfilling it. And the only way you can do it is tapping into that God within you. Not howling up to collab to Jah Jesus. You know, Jah Jesus wants you to contact his spirit within you. And that's what we're telling you. And you'll be free. Who's free? You're free indeed. Then you don't have to go to the pimps. You don't. They don't have to rob you. You know, you don't have to do that. You are free to roam the earth, to praise the living God within you. Where you're in the mountains, where you're at the Seahawks, where you're at the basketball game, wherever you are in nature. That's where Jesus was. He was always in nature and stuff. He wasn't at a church. He only went there for a demonstration to tell the people stuff. Basically, he was out somewhere else. That's what we're teaching you. We're teaching you freedom. Freedom with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you freedom. Freedom that you don't have to be bound up in four walls. You don't have to bound up 4 or 5 days a week. You don't have to be in those dark cathedrals. Basically, you can be out in nature, basically. Basically, you can be out on the beach. Basically, you can be out at the football game, at the Supersonics football game. Basically, you can be wherever you want to be. You can be there praising Lord Jah Jesus in your spirit. And you can go anytime and praise him. He's open 24/7. You don't have to go to church. I mean, he's there all around you, all the time. That energy is all around you, all through you. That omnipresent Christ is everywhere. My brother, I see he's raising his hand.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus.
That's always been. It's always been before time was. Jah Jesus. And it's amazing, the Holy Ghost's name and the Son of Man, the same name.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That's a double.
That's what that is. And he is the master over the energy. He's the one that baptized you with the Holy Ghost. I heard my brother talk about love. You can't love by yourself. You only can love by the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen again, you cannot love yourself. The only way you can love is by getting this Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is your holy helper. It helps you to love. It's the love in you that comes out. You yourself as a human, a regular human being, you can't love. You say, how can they do that? You can't do that. You can do nothing without Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, that energy within you helps you to love. If somebody spit on you, you won't get so mad that you're going to knock them out. You know, you will say, okay. Yeah.
Like me.
Like my brother did. They spit on, go ahead, spit again. They said, this guy is crazy. You know, it was many times. Go ahead, I like it. You know, so he's crazy. But the point is, you have the love of the Son of God. And it's only way you can get it is by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Once you have the Holy Ghost, you'll start rolling, baby. You praise Jesus. You ask Jesus for forgiveness, like they do in the church. After you do that, you say, Jesus, I want your Holy Ghost. You praise and worship Jesus. As you praise and worship Jesus, Jesus will personally ignite you with the Holy Ghost. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And that's energy and fire. So that energy, a lot of people, as you see, when they get saved, they say, I'm saved, they're so happy. Because a lot of them have been baptized with the Holy. They felt that power. And two, that power took away the craving of cigarettes, drugs, drinking, sexual demons, everything. It cuts the chase. It takes all that out of you just by worshiping Jesus, asking for it. And so, you know, he won't give you a stone if you ask for the Holy Ghost. He'll give you the Holy Ghost, and that Holy Ghost comes. And then after that, man, you got the Holy Ghost. You got the God in you ignited. You start praising that God. You start going forward. Then you start going to the God within, and you start praising it and worshiping it's the God within you, knowing that that I am presence, that divine sire is within you. You're rolling, baby, just like a 440. You're rolling with the engine. You turn that zoom. You're booming, baby, and that's the only way to move, my brothers and sisters, my glorious, loving, darling brothers and sisters. That's the only way that we can roll here. And if everybody gets that, this world would change. The change starts from within each individual. You can't do it. Each individual has to start to change. If everybody would get this baptism, this would be a glorious earth, glorified. But each individual has to do it. People try to do this, try to go change. You can't do it on the outside. This is an inside thing. And that's what Son of God University, that's why it's almost close to 1 billion people listening. They have to listen. You know why? They feel it. They know what we're saying is the truth. The Holy Ghost is quickening them. It's a spirit. It's intelligence. It's everywhere. And it's quickening them. They're saying, oh, I feel something. They say, why do I feel it? My brother's raising his hand again.
I got another question.
Sure.
Can you receive the Holy Ghost in San Francisco, the 49ers territory?
Of course you can.
You can
feel it definitely anywhere on the planet. Even San Francisco.
Okay.
You know, even San Francisco. You can feel it. You can receive it. You can see it in Africa, India, China.
Iran.
Iraq,
Jerusalem.
It doesn't matter. This Ohio. Omnipresence is everywhere. What did you say, my brother?
Ohio.
Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah, Korea. It doesn't matter. This Holy Ghost is, matter of fact, it's knocking on your consciousness. It loves bodies. That Holy Ghost loves your body. It wants to get into you.
Amen.
It wants to rectify you. It wants to transform you into a God. But it's up to you. You have free will. It's there. You don't need to go to a class for it. It's free. Jesus said, this is free. He's not a pimp. He's not trying to rob you. Is it people robbing you? Well, hey, maybe you should think again. Go to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will give you all you need. He said, seek the kingdom of heaven, and all things will be added to you. Now, he's not saying that for his health. So basically, he said if he feeds the birds and everything, he's definitely feed and house you. So as you follow the Holy Spirit, that infinite intelligence, that's where your truth lies. That's your gold mine. Basically, that's your gold mine. Because you are rich by having that. Because once you have that, you'll never be poor again. Because with that, you have peace of mind. You have great health. You'll be totally transformed in youth. You know what I mean? That's more than it. You'll have wisdom. You have knowledge. You have understanding. All that's there in the truth. That's more. People say, oh, I got all this money and stuff like that. You're wretched and poor, as Jesus said. You could have all that, but if you ain't got it on the inside, man, you're nothing. So what's going to be happening pretty soon, all these millions and billions of people are going to have this on the inside. And the people that have all this other stuff, they're going to be poor and wretched because you're going to have the love, you're going to have the peace. My brother's raising his hand again.
Should we worship the fourth person of the Trinity?
Okay, my brother, let's say, who is the fourth person of the Trinity for people who don't know?
It's the Holy Bible.
Oh,
they worship God, Jesus, Holy Ghost, and then the Holy Bible.
Definitely not.
Oh,
no.
Thank you.
No. The Bible is a good book, And basically, the let's get into the Bible. The Bible used to be a big storybook. But King James had his scribes translate it. So they put all these scriptures in there. And a lot of my loving Christian brothers believe that if you say a scripture, that's powerful. The scripture basically is here to help you live your life. The power is the Holy Ghost within you. That's the power. That's what you want. You want the Spirit within you. Basically, the Bible is trying to get you in contact with the Holy Ghost within you. And once you have that, everything is in that Bible is in you. The Bible is just something that you read and you take notes and you try to live your life. But see, the Christian religion has failed because they live on the Bible thinking that Bible is the power and stuff without realizing the power is within you, the Holy Ghost. That's the power. That's the one that helps you to love. Then you won't do these things. You won't be doing this. You won't be committing adultery if you have the Holy Ghost. If you won't be doing all this stuff. You know, we don't live by law right now, like Moses' law. We live by the power of the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost, like my loving brother had a great question. A lot of ministers depend on the Bible, that they need to come to church and need to teach the Bible. Remember, it says in the scripture, the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. Now, I'm pretty sure the scripture doesn't lie, but the Holy Ghost within you will teach you all things. You've got everything. You're equipped with everything. Jesus equipped you with everything. When he created your body, he equipped you with a beautiful body, a beautiful mind, and a beautiful Holy Ghost in you. You're equipped. Now, you need to ignite that Holy Ghost with his Spirit coming in, but you're equipped with everything. You know, the Bible is a great book, but what's more important is the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, you'll be nothing. My brother got his hand up again. He's waving.
I got another question. You know, the other day, I talked to the Holy Ghost. And because I've been hearing about Annalise Skyrin.
Okay.
And people, you know, they're doing a research on her. And some say she's alive. Some say she died and all this kind of stuff. And so it's like I know the answer, but I've been hearing too much of bombardment on the different airwaves. So I said, Holy Ghost, divine spirit of Jesus Christ, you whose name alone is Jah, Jesus, is Annalise Skyrin, Christine Mercy,
Ronnie,
and Reason Skyrin, are they alive? I don't mean to be facetious, Holy Spirit. It's like I know they are. But I've been hearing both sides, documentations are found and says that she left the world and she died and they got the gravestone and how Reason was a poor guy working in New York City or somewhere. And I say, I must know. It's like I already know, but I want a confirmation because I'm hearing bombardment from both sides of the field. And the Holy Ghost gave me a premonition. Because I know the Holy Ghost on every coast, and since I'm on the Pacific Coast today, the Holy Ghost is with me on the Pacific Coast, sweeter than French toast, greater than beef pot roast, does not lie. So the Holy Light within me premeded, live as though she were, and you shall know that she am. I say, the Holy Ghost is saying, Annalie and Christine, And Reason and Ronnie are alive. Because the way I asked, I was strictly referring to Annalise because she wrote, you know, the majority of the books, the volume. And when it came to me, I said, I was looking for a thunderous, you know, sound, like more thunderous. But it spoke so calm within me. Live as though she were, and you shall know that she am. I like that broken English. I said, well, Holy Ghost talk like me. I like it. So, in other words, that question, when my brother was stating about the Holy Ghost, is the teacher, the Holy Ghost is greater than the internet. The Holy Ghost is greater than facts. The Holy Ghost is definitely greater than fallacy. The Holy Ghost is greater than all these so-called documentations that the Holy Ghost is truth. They also said they found bones of Jesus, believed to be the bones of Jesus. and they got the death certificate that this is the God Jesus of Nazareth. I said, hell no, that's not true. I didn't even have to ask Jesus that. Now, for those who want to know, if you in doubt, ask the Lord Jesus Christ within you, like my brother said. Now, they got documents that say Jesus is dead. Who are you going to believe? Ghostbusters? The Bible? Or Jesus Christ? His eternal energy? Or the so-called documents in the world? They are doing a lot of documents conjuring up thieves who are stealing credit cards, and people are faking to be FBI agents calling on the phone asking for money, and they're sending letters to your house that they are collection agencies. But is it authentic? You see, the technology can conjure up many things, my beautiful sweethearts, all over the world. You must trust the Holy Spirit.
You got that right. My brother said it perfectly correct, 100%. You got to trust the Holy Ghost. And then, too, another thing, if you ask the Holy Spirit, it depends on your belief and all that. Sometimes the Lord Jesus Christ will appear. That's happened many of times. And like we said to our brother in Ohio, we brought that up. Remember, he was talking about Anna Lee. Mm-hmm. We taught that. And he had the smell, and they were ready to manifest, but he didn't have the belief, and they didn't manifest. So the point is that if you need to know, you would know one way or the other.
Yes.
You know. So if you have any doubt, go to the God within, and the God within will let you know within, or some kind of manifestation, or something. Because, believe, this God is real. It's nothing to play with. If you want to know, believe me, you will know. And like my brother said, he got realization because there was so much negative out there about this one died. Then they said something about Daniel was died.
Yeah.
You know, a seventh spirit, he died. And it's just too much this dying business. And Jesus is not in the death ministry here, you know. But the point is that we're trying to get you in touch with the Holy Ghost, for you can know for yourself that you don't have to depend on. It's a curse who put their trust in armored flesh. Now, armored flesh is like believing, you know, like going for yourself. Basically, Jesus wants you to go for yourself, you know, and that's what we say. Don't listen to us. Do it for yourself. And that's what a real minister would tell you. Do search for yourself so you would know, so you would know yourself. And then you'll be thrilling inside. You'll feel it inside. But you'll listen to me. Okay, that's cool. But do you have any kind of manifestation or any kind of quickening of the Holy Ghost or any kind of, maybe angels appear to you? You know, that's real too. Whatever. The point is that we want you to search for yourself. Son of God University is here freeing you to search for yourself. Don't depend on us. Don't depend on the minister. Depend on the Christ within you. Because in the latter days, it's going to be false prophets. It says that in there. It's going to be false this. You got to depend on the Holy Ghost within you. That's major. That's one of the major doctrines of Son of God University. So, the Christ within you, your hope and glory. That's it, baby. The Christ in you, your hope and glory. My favorite scripture, because it's your hope and it's your glory. It's the one that transfigures you. It's the one that tells you when you do wrong. It's the one that pats you on the back when you do right. It's the one that tells you what to wear every day. It's the one that tells you, hey, don't go in that lane. Somebody hit you. It's the one that tell you, take that job. That'll be prosperous. It's the one that tell you, take that mate. She's good for you. It's the one that say, hey, calm down. Chill out. Just cool it, you know, when something happens really bad. It's the one that just guides you in every millisecond of your life. I can't live without it. I know my loving brother can't. We can't right. live without it. You know, he don't have eyes. He definitely can't live without it. He's walking across the street doing all this other stuff. You know, we trust in the light of Christ in everything we do, from our jobs, for our families, anything. We trust in the light of Christ. And it's come to the day you have to listen good. You have to trust in the light of Christ. Don't trust in nobody but the light of Christ within you. You are that God. That God is in you. Jesus equipped you with that. He equipped you very well. He's very intelligent. This is the best. This is his favorite planet. He made this plan so hardcore so we can take sin and still overcome, because he knows that you are going to fall sometime until you get the Holy Ghost. When you get the Holy Ghost, then you're on your way. But what about the people that don't? What about the people that don't know it, don't kind of want to know it? He's giving you a chance. Why this earth like that? Until, like my brother's going to explain a little later, how that scroll is going to be rolled back and all that light of Christ is going to come. And see, that's what we are looking for. Some people look for the Antichrist. It has no power. Why are you thinking about it? That deadbeat? Basically, you should be worshiping the light of Christ, and you can see for yourself who he is, and you should be looking for the light of Christ to come through the whole planet. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. You get that because it declares in the 24th chapter of Matthew and the 13th chapter of the book of Luke and throughout the scrolls in the book of Revelations and also in the book of Daniel and then also in the 65th and the 66th chapter of Isaiah, that this light of Christ is glorious, my beautiful saints, my beautiful lovers, my beautiful Seahawks fans. This beautiful light of Christ is the energy of all power. And this light will come to the earth. As it said, Jesus said, when you see the lightning flash from the east to the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man be. And the Son of Man is also the Son in man, the light of illumination. And Colossians 1:26-27, it says, to wit, the mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world, Christ in you, the hope of gloria. That hope of gloria, that those boys on the song that we have in the first intro, Carol the Bells, that he's singing about Gloria in Excelsis Deo, about that cosmic light. Give all glory to the inner light within. This Christ, this intelligent one, this glorified power that lives within us. A lot of people are trying to tell the people that the Holy Spirit is not a power, it's not a force. They want to make it a man on a chain or a paraclete, as they say, walking beside you. No, in the original Greek, it said parakletios. Parakletios is energy that lives and comforts you, in you, beside you, and all around you. You see, they don't complete it. They just say paraclete, but it's parakletios in Greek, which means the almighty comforter, the Holy Spirit energy, everywhere present inside your brain cells, inside your three minds, your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, and in your superconscious mind. It's in every organ of your body. It's in every cell of your being. It's in all your bloodstream. It's in all your testicles. It's in all your testosterone. It's in the heart muscles. And it's in the vocabularies, it's in your arteries, it's in your veins, it's in your semen, it's everywhere, baby. And that divine power, that sacred Holy Spirit light, that active force of joy, it's so real that that's the coming of light. That's the coming of the Christ in humankind. The disciples were told, why are you gazing when Jesus Christ is ascending? And said, the same Jesus Christ that is ascending shall come in like manner. And then 10 days later, those apostles up in the upper room received the power, the Christ force, the Christ energy, the Christ light, the Christ lover, the Christ vibration right within them. It says in the second chapter of the book of Acts, it says, and the Holy Ghost came upon them as tongues of fire. It was as a rushing mighty wind. How is that a person on a leash walking beside you only limited? This is a rushing power, a rushing mighty wind. It's an active force of energy. So therefore, these religious geeks, they love to deny the active energy of God, the active power of Jesus. I don't know what's the matter with them, my brother. They must be smoking a blunt or doing something. I don't know, or oraling sex or something, because the truth is reality. It's in the Holy Book. It's in the Holy Bible. It's in the Book of Mormon. It's in the Holy Quran. It's in the Bhagavad Gita. It's in the Book of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. It's in the Tarantula. That Jehovah IA is almighty energy wrapped in power and glory and light. And so, therefore, in the book of the Second Chronicles, or the Second Kings 6:18, it says, will God indeed dwell with man on the earth? Yes, I'll help you out. In King Solomon's days, King Solomon made that statement because he recognized the omnipresent energy is everywhere. When King Solomon built that beautiful temple, and it was very high and very wide and very big, he told God, when he prayed, he said, oh, Jehovah, this temple I have built you, it's nothing compared to you because you are omnipresent. Then he got educated about the Son of God. Then he recognized the name of the light of Christ. Oh, Jehovah. Jesus, baby. This temple is limited compared to you because you abide in every being. This divine light of Jesus Christ abides in every human soul on the planet. The people have just not recognized it. Oh, earthborn children, my beautiful ones, come out of your cocoon. Come out of your worm estate. Rise to the occasion of truth. Live out the true meaning of the creed that Dr. Martin Luther King quoted from, that we are endowed with our Creator with certain inalienable rights. We have a right to the tree of life. We have a right to pray to Jesus. We have a right to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost on every coast. So this is a realistic, glorious power. This illuminated Christ lights up your temple being. It lights you up. I talked to my wife the other day on the phone, and I say, you look very illuminated, sweetheart. I can see you. You're illuminated. You can see me? I say, yes, you are illuminated with the power of the Christ. The Christ glows. The Christ is omnipresent. So therefore, when you're in contact with the omnipresent, and if you're a seer, you can behold a lot of things on the planet. A seer is one who knows every thought of every human on planet Earth. KJ, you can write me and confess many things to me. You can talk to me, KJ71. You can call my cell, or you can also Gmail. And you know the Jesus Gmail code. What is it, my brother? The Gmail?
Oh, JesusBaby@gmail.com.
Okay. So therefore, you know what to do, sweetheart. Confession is good for the soul. The Bible tells us that the sanctified ones should confess to one another that you might be healed. That's why I admire the Catholic priests. They have the people come and do a confession. They feel better. They get it out of their system. But when you conjure it all up and you hold it all in, that can make your liver explode. That can make your bowels burst. That can make you also constipated. So the power of confession is good. If you ought against somebody, you should confess to that person. If you was a haranguement with them, or you didn't like them, or you had an ought against them, the laws of forgiveness is the first stages. If you cannot forgive, you cannot be forgiven. If you cannot be forgiven, or if you cannot forgive, and you have a problem forgiving somebody who did something against you, no problem, sweetheart. Just call on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you call on Jesus will give you the strength. You be honest enough, and you be active enough, and you say, Jesus, darling, I need some assistance. I want to forgive Susie, but I can't stand Susie. But I just don't like her, but help me. And so when you confess, and then Jesus will give you the power to forgive Susie. And if you have an aunt against Edward, Jesus Christ, you prayed, and then the energy will give you the strength to forgive that person, because you don't want to be constipated on the earth. You don't want to be in sadness. You don't want to be down and out. And so the name of the game is jubilation. Jubilation is recognizing, my sweethearts, you must realize this inner Christ, like my brother said, this cosmic Christ, this planetary Christ, this intimate Christ, Jesus Christ in you. As the apostolic scripture said, the book of the Corinth, it says, you know, like, know you not that Jesus Christ is in you, lest you be sex perversion or reprobate. The apostle Paul was to compare to people to let them know, if you don't recognize that Jesus Christ is the name of the Christ, life energy, and that Jesus Christ lives inside of you, you are a perverted person, and you are cuckoo, and that's not good, like the bird. You got the problem. And so the name of the game is to be in love, sweetheart. Oh, baby, you got to be in love. If you cannot love, ask Jesus, the eternal light, to help you. When you call on Jesus Christ will, like my brother said, Jesus Christ will give you the strength to love. And you want to really become a lover, become baptized with him, baptized with that Christ force. This Christ energy is alive, and it is omnipresent everywhere. Think about that, beautiful ones. Even in San Francisco, California, you can be forgiven. We talk stuff about the San Francisco 49ers because it's a rivalry of the Seattle Seahawks football game, but I love the San Francisco people. I've been there many times. They're beautiful people. It's a beautiful state. The Western United States of America, I wouldn't trade anything against the West Coast. To me and my brother, the West is the best. The West Coast of the United States is it, baby. The West Coast is the place that got the volcanoes, we got the mountains, we got the Rocky Mountains, and it's just the real United States. The people on the East Coast, they're wonderful too. We love you, sweethearts. We love you everywhere, from Pennsylvania to Pensacola, Florida, to Seattle, Washington, to Los Angeles, California, and to North Dakota, South Dakota, and Central Texas, and Louisiana. And we just, and like Seattle beat Louisiana yesterday in football, that's good, that's okay, we still love you. See, we love the Saints, the New Orleans Saints. We love everybody, we love every football team. You know, we have our favorites, of course, you know, with the Seattle Seahawks. Everybody, it's such a different atmosphere because it's such an humble team, it's a young team, and the people can feel their love. They got people from other states coming to watch the Seahawks play and from around the globe, and they're not even Seahawks fans, but I heard the guy say, I wanted to be there yesterday because of the craziness and the loud cheering, and he had a chance to come and be in the midst of the earthquake that we had yesterday, because the earthquake was not caused by the windstorm, it was caused by, like I said earlier, the earthquake we had in downtown Seattle. I watch it. At the CenturyLink Field, known as the Clink, the earthquake was caused by the people cheering. Look how powerful and how valuable human beings are. Look how Jesus created the human body. The human body is so powerful. You can move, you can groove, you can dance, you can teeter. You know, it's just so beautiful. See how they come praising the sun, twirling the dance, telling the tale. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. That Jesus Christ is the real God. Jesus Christ is the real energy, better than Pepsi Cola, better than Coca-Cola, better than root beer floats. This Jesus Christ is real, sweethearts. If you need any divine assistance and you need to get powerful and you need to escalate, call on the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the real power. Jesus Christ. God. That's right, kids. Continue to call on the name of my son, Jesus Christ. Call on Jesus Christ. That real scripture says, when you call upon the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ will give you power. When you call upon the name of that Jesus Christ will protect you. When you call upon the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, we love you, people. Have a good day. Happy New Year. Celebrate the glorious New Year. And we will see you again on January 26, 2013. Continue to glorify the inner Christ.
2014.
Yeah, 2013 plus one. Thank you, my brother. That's right, 2014. It's the new year. We got to remember that, baby. 2013 plus one. I'll cover myself. Equals 2014 in the year of Jesus Christ. We love you, Don. We love you, Doug. Nah. Praise us in the name of Jesus Christ. Happy Martin Luther King Day. And ultimately, happy Jesus Christ Day.
Happy New Year, Boinky. We're out of here. Peace.